Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Mwah. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks, Maria. I hope you have a great Friday, too. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Actually, I'm not that scary. Well, I'm not anything yet. I'll get into costume in a second, but it's not going to be that scary. You don't have to worry, everyone.
Do you want to say what you're going to be? You guys are doing a couple's costume.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe they should have to go to the Instagram a little later today to find out.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Whoa.
I already have my costume on. So.
What are you?
I'm just a girl standing killing zombies with a pitchfork in a post-apocalyptic hellscape. I'm fine.
All good.
You couldn't tell that I was covered in blood? You couldn't tell that I was? I mean, I'm just pulling it, I guess. Gonna go in the post-apocalyptic beauty contest.
Well, that is a major cop-out. You have really...
What are you talking about? I bought this in the summer.
I have seen you do some crushingly great costumes.
I am a zombie killer. What are you talking about?
She's wearing a sweatshirt, guys.
That is covered in blood and says, I'm fine on the front of it.
You have scarier sweatshirts on a regular basis.
You really don't like my Ouija board sweatshirt, do you?
No, I love it. That's what I'm saying.
We'll let the people on Instagram decide if I'm wearing a costume or not. God, that's kind of a letdown. I thought you guys would be like, oh my God, that's so clever. Way to not
Waldo,
have to wear.
Waldo, you've had some great costumes. Waldo.
I was good, Waldo.
Esmeralda or whatever that.
Maleficent.
Dalmatians.
Oh, right. Cruella de Vil.
Cruella, didn't you do her?
I did. I actually went to a vintage store to find it had a white furry lapel around it. I don't even know what you'd call that thing on the coat, and I put the black dots on it.
What were you, COVID one time?
I was COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You've done some really spectacular.
And this year, I'm just a girl killing zombies with pitchforks.
All right.
In a hellscape. And you know me, I love all things post-apocalyptic. When I saw this sweatshirt, I'm like, well, there's my costume for this year.
No, you're right. It's not disappointing at all.
You're not even in a costume
cool
yet.
It is. Yeah, says the guy. Oh my God. Says the guy who almost just grabbed his bear costume in the hopes that I would pick him today.
Well, that was my fallback. Luckily, we have a true star on the show, and she helped me out a lot. It's been a busy week. I'm talking about you.
Helped you out a lot?
Hopefully it fits.
Or 100% did your costume for you?
Yeah. No, 100% did everything.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I was wearing the bear.
I can't wait to see you guys in your costumes. So you're saying we don't say on the air what we are. Too late for me. My amazing costume.
We can, but.
Well, I want to wait till you guys are in it. Are you going to be in it in time for our Bridge the Gap trivia game today?
What time's that at again?
7.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's up to Vin.
I will be dressed as soon as we get. I just needed to get myself set up for the show. We've got our open. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
welcome
everyone.
To Halloween.
This is Halloween. This
it should
is Halloween.
Be Halloween. A nice Halloween. Day with temps sunny and temps in the mid-70s.
Such good news. When it rains on Halloween, it's such a bummer.
Getting warmer through the weekend, almost to 80 by Sunday.
Oh.
And don't forget.
This might be a last gasp, huh?
We fall back this weekend.
I'm looking forward to falling back.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. It's my favorite. I feel like we used to fall back earlier and go back to daylight savings later. It feels like a much smaller window now.
I do feel like we would fall back before Halloween because it was always so surprising how early it got dark on Halloween. But maybe not.
I think, though, that that's the change that a friend of mine, when we were talking about this earlier in the week, wrote me and said, it's after Halloween on purpose. And I think that's it. They want more light, as much light as possible. So
like for the little kids,
for the little kids.
Yeah.
And there are little, you know, the little
ones,
dinosaurs and lizards and things that are the cutest ones are out in daylight.
They're the first ones that come out. Yeah.
And the rascals with the sleeping bags or the pillowcases that may or may not key your car on the way down the driveway. Mm-hmm. They're later, much later.
Yeah.
Not that that's happened to me, but you know,
as well.
The rascals. The older ones.
Here in California, do you guys have Mischief Night?
No.
No.
On the East Coast, we have this thing called Mischief Night. The night before Halloween is when the teens go out and they TP stuff and they cause mayhem.
Oh. Oh.
No.
No.
Huh. I've heard it called Devil's Night, too.
I've heard of Devil's Night. I didn't know that there was a specific... I didn't know it was like specifically the night before Halloween.
Yeah, that's how I grew up knowing it anyway.
Funny.
What's the mischief, your best mischief?
Yeah, what did you do?
What did you do?
What did you do?
Nothing. I didn't go out, no.
Were you too scared? Because it was so scary?
Yeah, scared of my dad.
Oh, well.
She's shining us on. She doesn't like to say stuff.
I know, she doesn't like to tell us stories from her life.
No.
We'll get them out of her eventually.
She's very calculated.
Time goes on. We don't even know her name. We don't even know her real name.
She holds back. You see her do it.
Yeah. I know. She'll go, her face goes like blank and she's all, I am not commenting on that.
Right.
You can ask it as many different creative ways as you think you could wheedle into my mind and it ain't happening. It's a superpower. Actually.
It's good. She's good. Especially I would feel obligated to answer and probably give more info than anyone even wanted. Yeah.
Well, that's why, you know, you've had your long storied career in radio, you know. Shape up, Bob. You got to start sharing. I know people in radio who I've listened to for years and I barely know anything about them.
I didn't know Jane's last name till the other day.
Oh, well, I've seen it on emails. So I did know it, but.
No, she's
pretty cagey.
She's careful and that's, she's a music lady. She's not interested in being all out there.
Right.
And that's okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
I can't relate to it at all, but
no, I know.
I mean, honestly,
I was way more cagey until Vinny came into my life. Like the first thing out of his mouth when he started with me in Philly, because we had spent the day together. He flew out for an audition and we hung out and I took him all around Philly. And
we had a nice day.
We had a great day. It was a great, we actually ended with a hug, which you're not even a hugger. I didn't realize, but I was like, I'm hugging this guy. I love him. That was the day he first fell in love with me. And took the job because of it. So he comes back and meanwhile, he's been driving across the country and every morning he would call the show to let us know like where he was. And it, like the stories from the road were just, we're like, what have we done? Who have we hired? And also when we interviewed him, his hair was down to his nipples and he comes back and he is scalped. Like it's a week and a half later and he's got no hair. It was just like. And then the first thing out of his mouth was, so what's the deal with John? You like when John wears dresses? What's up with that? And I'm like, ah!
It didn't actually come out that way.
Really?
But yes.
How did it come out?
I don't remember the bit exactly, but I do remember as soon as I mentioned that you think the hottest thing John can possibly do is wear a dress, you were like, you just totally got me divorced and started real life freaking out.
Yeah.
And I was going, this is the show.
Oh,
I don't know what you're
doing.
It
had not been the show up to that point. That's for GD sure.
The show
is
this.
He got so much information out of me. Then, of course, I'm immediately like, okay, first off, A, I'm getting a divorce. B, what else did I say to him in the 6 hours we spent roving around before I dropped him off at the airport?
Yeah, that is actually pretty funny now that I think about it. Because I went mining.
And I'm thinking we're just having a nice day.
That's
I know, right? So honestly, after that happened, like nothing could ever measure. And then I went home. I'm like, oh, I got to tell you something. He goes, I already know. What do you want, Joe?
Outfits for Halloween.
I've got a Halloween costume. I'm the only one with a Halloween costume on.
Oh, look at you. You're a ref. I like it.
Yeah, that seems like a stretch.
All day.
I know.
I'll see you guys later.
All right. See you later.
As if he needs another mechanism to make noise.
I know. He's the noisiest
and
person.
And I am a noisy dude. And he.
Yeah. He. You know, you are a breath of free. You are. Da-na-na-na-na. You are Febreze compared to Joe Shasky. Mm-hmm. That's a half the JoJo show. And actually, one of the guys from that show, he's a producer by the name of Sam, and he is going to be representing Gen Z / millennials in today's Bridge the Gap. And then from down the hall, Marcy, who is the morning show host at Live 105. This is co-promotion. This is sister and brother stations all coming together.
Family. I got all my stations and me.
Oh, nice. Woo. That's good. We can disco dance a little bit today. I mean, it's one of those days. Like, anything goes on Halloween.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I love Halloween today. Like, I don't like figuring out a costume. I don't like all the decorating and all the stuff. But then the day comes and you're like, anything can happen.
It's also,
and it's a Friday.
That's what I was just going to say. It's considerably better when it's a Friday. Like, to not have the day off after just blows.
It does, because I don't get to have any fun.
Well, you're already like, okay, we got to turn the lights. The doorbell can't be ringing at 9 at night.
Right.
Ah!
No, can't.
But we don't have
it.
To do that tonight.
No, it's so great. I love when it's on Fridays. I actually feel like most people want it to be on a Friday. Like, it's just the right day for it, and they should just make it the last Friday in October.
No, they should give you the day off after.
Okay, well, I'll take that.
You know,
that'd be great.
That'd be great.
It's cool that it's on the 31st. It has such a vibe to it.
Here it is. My friend Steve wrote, George Bush signed the Daylight Savings Bill to be the Saturday after Halloween.
Oh, George Bush the first or the second?
The second.
Oh, so it hasn't been all that long. I guess it moved up or moved back.
Well, it's, it,
I feel it, like it used to be a lot earlier and go a lot longer.
That's right. And so that's one of the reasons why, though. It makes sense. I do think we should have daylight longer on Halloween night.
Yeah, it does.
The
right.
Kids are everywhere.
They are. And it's really bad things can happen. A little kid runs out into the street and you're watching all the revelers in your car?
I know I'm not your dad, and I'm barely even two other kids' dads. I'm talking to the general public now. Just so please be so careful tonight. I know that you don't care. Like, you're all, you are going to, you don't want to hit anybody.
No.
You don't want to hit anybody. Don't text tonight, and please don't drink and drive. Okay, that's it.
That's a fine PSA.
That's all.
Yeah.
Be alert. For your sake.
Right. For everybody's sake. Mm-hmm. We should all be extra careful on Halloween. Everybody's out.
You just torpedo your own life if you make that mistake tonight.
Yep. It's true. I'm excited for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Super fun.
John's making some tortilla soup, you know, because you got to do something vegetarian and gluten-free. Oh,
listen to this.
What is it?
Okay, I had a, like, this is not about the day. I just had one of the, I picked up Nona from the airport with Penny, and I got her set up at the apartment.
Penny's the dog.
The Penny's the dog, and I had to go get the kids. My daughter was like, let me come with you to get Nona. I'm like, if the plane's late, then you and I will be stuck in the car waiting. I just, no.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. You stay here. But she's like, I'm going to hug her so hard when she gets here.
Is this Edie or
Isla? Okay. And I'm like, okay, that is okay. But for now, just go find something to do. I get everybody, I get them over. I get home, and the missus goes, are you hungry? And I was like, yeah, I am. And she goes, I got dinner. She makes a salad and chicky nuggets.
Oh, chicky nuggets.
And I'm like, I'm in. Like, whatever. I can scarf that and go to bed. And so I'm eating these chicky nuggets. And she goes, you like them? And I go, yeah, they're really good. And I wasn't really paying attention. So maybe if I... She goes, that's not chicken.
Oh.
It was the Impossible chicky nuggets. I'm mowing them. And I can't even tell the difference.
How funny.
I ate like six of them. Before she goes, you know, ask me about it. And then I go.
And they're called chicken nuggets?
No, they're just chicken nuggets. I don't know. What do you call them?
Impossible nuggets or something?
Yeah. It's a red bag. She pulled it out and goes, look. And I go, are these good for you? Because they're good. Like, I'll eat these.
Yeah.
No, they're not good for you.
They're not, are they?
They're not?
Why would they be? Because they're like processed.
They're vegetarian.
Stuff made to look like another processed item.
Great point. Yeah. Well, I didn't notice. So in terms of just getting stuff in your tummy?
Yes, for sure. For sure. They got fuel in them. They got protein.
Oh, are you looking at the nutritional information page?
Yes. Ingredients. First ingredient is water.
Oh.
Well, that's
what you want.
That's, you know what? I like water.
Wheat flour, soy protein.
Oh, so they're not like a gluten-free option.
Soy gluten?
Wheat is, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It was very surprising to be six nuggets in before I was told, you're not eating meat.
So if it's soy protein, is it basically tofu?
Yes.
Okay.
With a different texture.
Mm.
And I don't even like tofu.
I actually like those Impossible burgers, although I find them you know how you were saying the other day that when you have the burger and the meat is too fat?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that those ones, if I have the right one, there's also that
Beyond.
I'm not sure which one comes in the two-pack and it looks like ground beef. Those ones, like, I get about halfway through and I'm like, I've eaten all I can of this. It's just a lot of food.
Yeah.
They're dense. Anyway, good chicky nuggets. Now we know.
Didn't even know it was
possible.
Well,
it's impossible.
I'm telling you, I was tired and it tasted fine and I had no idea I wasn't eating chicken.
Happy Halloween. We are officially late. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll see you scarily on the other side of this song. Oh, it's a dead man's party.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.